Good morning, everyone. It's great to see you today by video, and we greet you in the name of our Lord from a very cold Johannesburg. It's been cold over this last while. Maybe you very warm up there in the Great Lakes, but yeah, we're freezing here. It's cold. So I'd just like to encourage us today, and I really want to bring the Word of God, but I'd like to pray first because I think that's important. Father, we just thank you for the people of the Great Lakes. The men and women that you've raised up, Lord, to have a testimony of Jesus. And Lord, we just thank you that your work is continuing in spite of what is happening. Lord, thank you that you are still doing your work behind the scenes and in people's hearts. You're the only one that can do that. Even though, Lord, we are used by you to proclaim you and to allow people to be born again. But Lord, continue your work in the Great Lakes. Lord, may none of your children be in a place where they feel downcast, but rather, Lord, will experience your peace and your grace at this time. May your kingdom go forward, Lord. May it not be held back in this time, in Jesus' name. Amen. As we've been contemplating the whole outworking of what's happening in our world, we've just gone through a time where we remembered Pentecost. And what was the result of Pentecost? There was an outpouring of the Holy Spirit, and there was an evidence of power. But there was more than just that, and I want to title this message this morning that I really believe that it's going to be a hallmark that's going to take place throughout the church, is something of the fear of God. So my title here today is The Fear of the Lord. And I go to a portion of scripture from Acts chapter 2, verse 42 and 43. They devoted themselves to the apostles' teaching and to the fellowship and to the breaking of bread and to prayer. Everyone was filled with awe, and many wonders and miraculous signs were done by the apostles. So often we see the many wonders and the miraculous signs were done by the apostles, but we don't see everyone was filled with awe. Another translation says there was a sense of reverential fear. There was a fear of the Lord. Now I want to just say this is what God has for us. I believe it's a treasure. Isaiah 33 verse 6 and the last portion of it says, the fear of the Lord is his treasure. It's something that we all need to grow into, a grain understand of it. And I just want to just open it up because it's not just in the Old Testament that we find the fear of the Lord, but we find the fear of the Lord also in the New Testament. I remind you in the book of Acts, just after the Spirit had been poured out, Ananias and Sapphira didn't disclose clearly what they sold the property before. They lied to the apostles and they lied to the Holy Spirit. And what was the consequence? They fell down dead. And I want to just say something of that awe and reverence of Almighty God has got to come back to the church, all of us, including us as preachers. There's something of the fear of the Lord that's got to come back to our lives. So what is this fear and what is it not? So I want to say, firstly, it's not a natural fear. You know, when something or a snake comes up in front of you, you get natural adrenaline, you run away. That is natural fear. It's not demonic fear. We don't have a spirit of fear. We don't have a demonic spirit holding on to us. And there is a demonic spirit, and that needs to be cast out. And if you fear in that, I want you to command it to go. Even sense in this time of quietness, if depression has come towards you, cast that thing out, because it's not normal to have those things. Resist, as my dear friend Stan would say, I resist the devil. Resist the devil, and he will flee from you. And fear is also not the fear of man. And so often we try to please man and not God, and we fear man. And I wanted to say to you, hear God and fear no man. Do what he tells you to do. But what is the fear of the Lord? And, you know, it's very difficult to describe what this is, but there are four aspects of it. Is that it's a powerful physical fear. And when Moses met the Lord at the burning bush, what actually happened, there was, as the scripture says, is that he trembled in the presence of the Lord. And I want to just say that's an aspect. We don't always come into contact with the living God, but it's a physical presence of his almightiness. Then reverence is not a religious reverence where we have an adornment of ritual, but it's a response to God revealing himself to us. And we see the wonder and the majesty of who he is. And then thirdly, it's a submissiveness towards God, where we submit to God and allow him to be Lord in our lives. That humility, that surrender is a key aspect of fearing the Lord. So often when you look at people and you know whether they fear God, there's a surrender to God, there's a a submissiveness to him, and out of that there's something of the wonder of God is seen in that person. And then the next point is that what you fear is your God. And all of us have been through aspects of fear, and when we capitulate or we submit to that fear, it becomes our God, the small g. But now we must make sure that we make God the one that we fear and that we revere. So what is the benefits of fear in the Lord? The scripture tells us, I'm not going to go into all detail, I've just got some points here. It says, true wisdom is inseparable from the wisdom of God. And that's not cleverness, but rather that is what God the Holy Spirit gives to us, an understanding of his ways. And that wisdom that God gives us, we need to have great understanding in these times, and the Holy Spirit will reveal to us and have a dependence upon him. That is wisdom. The wisdom also, the fear of God also leads us to a place where God will teach us. The scripture says in Psalm 25 verse 12, he says, those who fear the Lord, God will instruct them. And not everyone is instructed by the Lord. There are many people that have hardened hearts, people that have intellectual knowledge, and even have knowledge of God, but they are not fearing the Lord. And I want to just say, when we fear the Lord, we become his pupils, we become his disciples. So many people claim to be disciples of Christ, but don't really fear him, and really can't be instructed by God. So I want to encourage you also with that. When you actually fear the Lord, you will listen to him, and you will hear his word, and you will hear the voice of the Holy Spirit. Next thing is that the Lord will show, when we fear him, he will show us his covenant. Psalm 25 verse 14. The seeker of the Lord is with those who fear him, and he will show him his covenant. How much more do we need to learn about this new covenant? We hear so much about the old covenant and the old covenant ways, but the depths of the new covenant, when we break bread together, we do this in remembrance of the Lord, what he did for us, but also that we are partakers and participants of the New Testament, the new covenant. It also says that we will live longer, and I want to encourage us, is that Proverbs 10:27 says to us, the fear of the Lord prolongs days, and the years of the wicked will be shortened. We don't know how long we live. We believe God's going to give us long life, but if we fear him, I can assure you our days will be longer. And then the fear of the Lord gives us strength. Proverbs 14:26. In the fear of the Lord there is strong confidence. And I want to just say, the fear of God enables us to be strong, not timid and proud, but the Lord gives us strength. And then it leads to life. And Proverbs 19:23 says, the fear of the Lord leads to life. And God wants us to experience life. Not what the prosperity gospel says, but life, an abundant life of knowing him and working and knowing one another. And I want to encourage you, God's given you life, an abundant life. Make sure you enjoy it. Then in the life of Jesus, in Isaiah 11 verses 2-3, the Spirit of the Lord rested upon the Lord. And I want to read it to you. The Spirit of the Lord shall rest upon him, the Spirit of wisdom and understanding, and the Spirit of counsel and might and of knowledge, and the fear of the Lord. And in his delight is the fear of the Lord. This was upon the Lord. All these aspects that we aim for as Christ lives in us. But it says the spirit of knowledge and the fear of the Lord. The Lord walked in the fear of the Lord. And I want to just say that Christ lives in us. The same fear is within us. And then the outworking in the early church. And as I said earlier, that the reverential awe fell upon the church from the day of Pentecost and working in the church. In Acts 9 verse 31, and then the churches throughout all Judea, Galilee, and Samaria had peace and were edified, and walking in the fear of the Lord and the comfort of the Holy Spirit, they were multiplied. There was something of this that we see in the early church, and I really believe it's a key for us where we find ourselves as we have time to, as the psalmist say, to pause, to Selah. As we've paused over this time, is that we've got to allow the Holy Spirit to work in the church, that we will walk in the fear of the Lord and the comfort of the Holy Spirit. It seems like two contrary things, to walk in reverential fear of the Lord and to walk in the comfort of the Holy Spirit. But I want to just say to you, that is what I really do believe the Lord wants us to be, to walk in the comfort of the Holy Spirit and the fear of the Lord. So I want to just encourage us as we lead churches, as we go forward, I want to encourage you, we are to be the shepherds. We are to be the examples. People need to follow our lives. So often we preach, and the example is not in our own lives, and I include myself in that. And I want to really ask you to meditate on this, to ponder on this, and allow the Holy Spirit to birth it in your heart, and that you will preach on it, that the fear of God will become a reality in the churches that we have oversight of. May the region of the Great Lakes, may here in South Africa too, may the reality as we go forward be the fear of the Lord. We see many of the problems in the world today is because there's no fear of God. And I want to just say God is God and He's the Lord God Almighty. As the scripture says, Jesus is the judge. He's coming back to be the judge of the living and the dead. May we fear Him for who He is and the wonder of Him. May we continue to honor Him and praise Him as God Almighty. So from me and from us here in South Africa, we love you. We're praying for you. We're really trusting God to break over our regions. I don't know when we're going to get there again, but we're trusting God to be with you and you be with us. But we love you. And we know that our God is for us, not against us. Continue to fear the Lord, preach the gospel, and let's see many people saved. God bless you all.